Hey chickadees, I'm Librister and you're in the Hen House. Today we're talking about faction grinding, getting started with faction grinding, dual and triple locking, and dual faction grinding in general. The ideas of why you want to be worrying about your factions, why you might want to do a dual and eventual triple faction grinding. So this is really set up for the beginner player who's early on, you're moving into the 14s, 15s, ops level and beyond, or you're 20 and you're realizing that people are talking about faction stuff and you're not sure why, what you've been missing and why you should be doing it. So that's what we're going to talk about here. So, and as we do that, remember to like the video and subscribe. We're over 725 subscribers at this point. So, and that's all thanks to y'all. So thank you. What are we talking about with faction grinding? We're talking about faction standing. If you're trying to figure out what we're talking about, you go up here on the screen. This is my Forever 14 account, which is a good one to show because the video is geared for folks in the lower levels below 25 and such. So your faction tab, which has a federation symbol, but it includes some things. Now down here, it includes things like Augment and Rogue. Don't worry about that. Those are factions, but they're not what we're talking about. When we are talking really about faction grinding, we're talking about Romulans, Klingons, and Federation. All right, the three main factions in the game. And if you go to your map and scroll out as much as you can, you start to see your Federation space, the blue space, your Romulan space, the green space, and the Klingon space, the red space. So other stuff like the Augment space is gold, that kind of thing. Anyway, there and then your Rogue space. But we're really talking about Federation, Romulans, and Klingons. The idea of the game is designed for you to pick a faction and align with that faction, build up your reputation, and earn perks from that and progress as you get farther. This is mainly for going from ops level 26 and beyond for the rest of the game. So you can have the ability to build that up. One, why do you even need to do faction? Well, one, at a very base level, the game is designed for you to be in with some faction at the very least. So you're not going to really play the game successfully at all if you don't pick a faction. The game, originally, they had planned for us to really only be able to be wedded to one particular faction. But there is a feature that we call faction lock, which they tried to roll back at one point in the history of the game. And we all loved it so much and gave such an uproar that they realized that it had become a feature of the game, which means that you have the ability to lock and secure factions with two, and then a third being what we call tri-faction lock. So you can be dual faction lock to tri-faction lock. A lot of times you're going to be hearing that you need to go dual faction, and I would recommend that as well. That means you need to be picking two of the three, Federation, Klingon, and Romulans, as the ones that you want to work on getting your reputation built up. Typically, there's a very much a love-hate relationship with the different factions, so that each faction dislikes both of the other factions to a varying degree. And we'll talk about that. So when you are beating up on one faction, like for me, that was when I started out, I was beating up on Romulans while building up Federation and Klingon. One of those factions is twice as fast as the other one, but they both like it when you beat up on the third party. So that really sets it up for dual faction grinding. Now, why do you need to do that? Well, you know, if you want to get the ships from level 26 and beyond, except for specialty ships, they're all locked behind the faction store, which is right here where we're at. So you can see I have tolerated on Federation, Klingon, and Romulan with my level 14. Now, that's just to show that at level 14, you can actually be beginning the faction grind, and this is the very beginning of the faction grind, at 14, so definitely you can do it at 15, 16. Don't let anyone tell you differently. All right, so right now at this very low level of faction reputation, I can only buy some recruit tabs, but these are good for getting the faction officers. See my faction officer video about what they're good for and everything. Now, there are many things here that are locked out for me on this level, but of point, when we get to level 26, you can get the like the Mayflower blueprints here. This is the main way you're going to get them, except for drops from higher level stuff, from grinding and event stores and things like that. This is the normative way you'll get them. But also notice we got the Antares, you have the Saladin, which most people have heard of and are told to work towards, the Intrepid, which you're not told to work towards. And definitely down here, the Enterprise, a ship that most people have heard of if they're playing Star Trek Fleet Command. All right, so, and it's the same for the Klingons. We get down here, we start getting the D3 ship, cloaking variants for it, the Bordis, the Kevort, the Burrell, and the D4. And it goes beyond that. So as you level up at everything beyond, same thing, Romulans, you'll work on your Augur and your Legionaries and Centurions and the cloaking and that sort of thing. Plus the faction miners, which are the better mining ships for later in the game. You work on those and you'll get... One thing you'll do as you build faction credits, you'll get these credits here. Like these are Federation credits, which allow you to buy things like the recruit tokens and the other things in here, including the ship blueprints. So you're really not going to play this game beyond level 25, 26 and not be working in, on at least one faction level where you're getting the ships, because these are the main battleships that you're going to use in the game. If you're saying, well, Rooster, you've got this tolerated level here, but how do I get started? Let's talk about that. So how do I start? One way is to look at your missions. Now, I went ahead in here and I looked through, because you see a lot of different missions. They have a lot of different insignias, and most of them are not what we're talking about right now. If we scroll back up, I went and got one, this one shadow boxing here. You'll notice here that it has a Federation insignia. If I had another one for Romulan or Klingon, it would have those faction insignia. This makes this a Federation-specific mission. So the rewards are always going to give out some kind of Federation standing. And if we look at this, aside from the bald officer here and some parts, we are going to get Federation points, which is standing. This is standing. 60 standing points. Now, when you get that, the Klingons, I want to point out, because this is a mechanic that's going to work the whole time when you're faction grinding. The Klingons are going to go down by 39 points. Remember, you're going up 60 at the expense of going down 39 with Klingons, but the Romulans go down, but they go down 9. So there's a disparity here between which things you're working on. And then you're going to get some of these Federation credits. So you're going to get that currency. You're going to go up by 1 and almost always go down by 2. So you can use these missions to get yourself started to where you start having a tolerated faction standing. Preferably, you should get 2. 3 is a lot harder, but 2 usually moves up more slowly because you're trying to balance them going up together so they don't get too far ahead of one another. And that means you go up half as fast. But you get closer to locking both of them out twice as fast. One of the things to be aware of, and this is an important caveat, with your Federation, Klingon, and Romulan missions, use the ones that you need to get to the level, like to get to unlock tolerated, but you might want to sandbag them for later. Put them in the archive later on so that you can bring them out and use them when you're trying to advance one later or to offset some kind of significant gain in another action. A new and slightly way, this is really the third way, not the second way, is that if your away teams are beyond what mine are here at 14, you will start getting, you get faction credits and faction standing from some of the missions. So you can do some away teams based on what you have in order to get that material, which will help further you. This will, later on in the game, it'll be a lot easier. How do I get them? If we go, I've got a ship in here. Let me show you where I'm at. And this is a weird spot. I'm in Voss right here. And you see how I'm now, if you are new to the game, Voss appears to be outside of the Federation zone. The truth is it used to be inside the Federation zone and they redrew the boundaries at some point in the game updates, but they didn't change the fact that Voss is still in there. Voss is also the earliest place you can get G3 gas. Now, another reason is when you get more hated by a particular faction, if you go into their space, the blue, the green, or the red, they're going to send hostiles, typically call them chasers, after you, making it harder for you to do stuff in there or to mine peacefully because a ship is going to come and you have to do some different tricks to negate that because there's going to be a hostile that's trying to blow you up. It's usually slow, so it means, you know, it makes it harder if you sit still. So it makes it hard to send a ship and go away and go get a cup of coffee. You come back and your ship's been blown up. So getting your reputation at an acceptable level means they lay off, and that's a positive thing, except for some auto-grinding situations. So if we look at Voss, It does note down here, you'll see the Federation symbol right here. This indicates that this is in Federation space. So when you're doing some faction grinding, one of the best ways to do it is killing that faction's ships. We'll give you we'll give you reputation with the other two. Now let's look at this. It's also important when you're in systems to check and make sure that that system actually is Federation hostiles. So when we look here, got to get close. It says Fed. You see the Fed, Federation Patrol. This is a Federation warship. And over here is a symbol for the survey ships or the traders. So it's Federation traders. If they say something like, you know, Rigelian, Bandit or Deserarian, something like that, they have a different name. It doesn't say Federation, Klingon, or Romulan. That means they don't count. They're like little exceptions out there, and they're peppered through the system. So when you're looking, make sure you zoom in and check that it actually is the Federation you want. Best way to build faction is to target these trader ships. All right, and when we go in here, you can see this little box. It gives you the rewards. It's got the, notice it's got the different faction symbols here. If we go into the rewards, you can see that when you blow up this Federation transport, you get 36, or you lose 36 standing with Federation. So it goes down by 36. It goes up with the Romulans by 10. And then it also goes up with the Klingons by 4. So it goes up a little more than double of what it goes up with the other. But it goes up for both of those. If you're working on Federation, this is a bad one to hit. But if you're working on Romulan or Klingon, that's good. The other piece I want to point out in this, and using the system is good, is to look at the warship. In this case, it's a battleship in this system. Because you also get all three, but notice you lose 9 instead of 36, you gain 5 instead of 10, and 2 instead of 4. So you're gaining less, but you're losing a lot less. This is a way, when you're dealing like with Faction Hunt, which comes up roughly once a month, a few times, things like that, this is a way to hit the warships and lose less faction while completing tasks that require you to hit whatever the faction is that you don't really want to hit. So you can build them up. Because when it comes to those types of events like Faction Hunt, you get the same points for the level of the ship, but you're losing less reputation by hitting the warships instead of the traders. And so if you're trying to build up, hit the traders. If you're also, if you're trying to beat something back down, because it's like a scale, hit the traders. If you're trying to accomplish goals without hurting it so much, shoot for the warships. Once you get to that initial zone of faction standing, like I have tolerated, let's go into your daily goals. This is what changes. So if you look here, we've got these, everybody's got these types of dailies, looters, your hostile hunters, spelunking. Now this is where it comes in. Now notice we've got a Federation warrior, Klingon warrior, and Romulan warrior. This is because I am tolerated with all three. So I have a special daily quest. And in this case, it says, defeat Klingon or Romulan ships of level 20 or higher. So they have to be level 20, just like I was talking about, like in the Voss system would be for the Klingons and the Romulans, it would apply. So I need to beat 15 of them at 20 or higher. What do I get as a payout when I do this? Again, I get Federation credits for this one. I get credits, I get points. I lose half of the points that I gained to the Romulans, and the same with Klingons. And then you get some recruit tokens for getting those faction officers. So that's good. Plus some speed ups. All right. Now it also gives you 20 points towards your dailies. So having these and having multiples, like if you're doing dual faction later on, then you're going to have twice as many options to complete your dailies, which gives you bonus points. Like, and if we just had an event like buffer time that just happened, where you need extra tasks completed in order to achieve and complete bonus tasks for the event, you have more tasks in your list. So I can go grinding Federation, Klingon, and Romulan on the hostiles, and it'll also give you a corresponding level to have Romulan minor, Federation minor, and Klingon. So that's mining ore, gas, and crystal, and it's 1,000 of each. And when I do one of these, this is the Romulan one, it'll give me some of that ore. It'll give me the 100 Romulan standing points, some Romulan credits. I'll lose half of those Federation points, half of those Klingon points, and get the Romulan recruit tokens. And it's the same whichever ones we're going with. So you'll get a mining one and a faction hunting one. Important caveats to note. Depending on if you are camping, meaning you're taking it slow and stockpiling resources, or you're working to some growth plan before you move up an ops level, you have to be careful about your faction development, because it starts at where I'm just showing you now, killing level 20 hostiles, mining 1,000 of the G3 gas. But as you go up, it gets harder, is what I'm saying. All right, so if you know, I have Federation and Klingon and Romulan at tolerated. You can see I have 1720, 1138, and 1653 points. They're all giving the same reward. When the Federation or any of these gets up to 2,000, which is not the end, is not all the way across, it's just like partial of the way, okay, it's going to increase and make me have to hit higher hostiles, a different set number of them, and makes me mine more to get the payout. Now, that's great when you're moving up, but if you are camping or moving slowly for some reason, for which there are reasons to do that, but your faction gain goes up, you can get outpaced where you have to kill things that are hard for what your current ship's powers are. And so you want to be careful of that. The other important thing to note is these are fluid measures. When you build up the Federation, Klingon and Romulan go down. And the other two always are going down when one goes up. So that means if you accidentally just go to your same hostile grinding spot over and over, it starts unevening the playing field if you're trying to keep them close. So you need to be paying attention to where they are. And if one's getting too high, in my case, because this is a Forever 14, when one of them hits to the 2000 mark and starts giving me tougher dailies, I go in and beat up on that one in order to bring it down. And that's exactly what you do if you find one is a little too high. You go ahead and go beat those trader ships to beat it down, or you neglect to spend on it. Also, as a point of a way to gain things in your events, in your daily events, you'll see I'm not doing them here. You have your Romulan, Federation, and Klingon reputation events. You only have these once you reach that tolerated stage and above, but you can join, and it gives you resources for spending resources, like having to repair your ships. But it will give you more points at the expense of Federation Klingon and give you those credits. So it's a good one when you're trying to move forward. It's something that people do. I do it every day on my Tri-Faction Locked. So, and that is the point. One of the things, let me show you on the other side as we talk about, this is my main account, and we'll go into the faction. This is my level 39. So here, my Federation is at respected. You can see Federation, Klingon, and Romulan at respected. This is the lock point, which is at 10 million. So I'm at 19.6 million here with Feds. I'm at just over 10 million with Klingon and 14.8 million with Romulan. As they move up, you get additional tasks. And when you're moving initially, you do a dual faction lock, because the first time, once you hit 10 million standing, it locks. And it will not drop below that, even if you start beating up on those ships. If you hit those trader ships, which I told you to watch out for, once it's locked, it won't drop below that. Now, that is why, because there's an area for farming that's pretty lucrative in the mid to later game called Tigacore that's in Klingon space. And so mine, when I do that, it quickly bumps me down to about 10 million, but it won't go below that. So the point is to build these up, usually picking two factions and work to get one and then the second one to 10 million and lock them. And then you can beat up on them all you want to build the other ones up. And eventually you get all three of them locked at 10 million. And then it goes way beyond that, the billion and stuff. So, but that's a different part of the game. This is the beginner idea of setting that up. So, and when it comes to faction choices, you can really go with preference, Federation, Klingon, Romulan. And again, I'm recommending that you work on two. And you're going to like choose Federation and Romulan, Federation and Klingon. Whatever you choose the two of, you just go and always farm the other one. The third man out is the one that is your target. So that's how you focus on that, and that'll get you started. And then that gives you an access to two different sets of ships and two different sets of daily activities, as well as when we have faction-specific things that are going on for our events, in addition to Faction Hunt, you will have a little easier time with them because you'll have more opportunities and more choices. So anyway, I hope you found that helpful. And if so, please share it with your Alliance mates. Please give a thumbs up. And that's a like to the video. Please remember to subscribe, because I need your support in sharing this information out. Subscribes help. If you give a like and a comment down below, that really helps the algorithm and helps out the channel. Check me out here, where I live stream on Sunday mornings, as well as on Twitch, which you can find the links to my Discord and my Twitch down below. And I'm on Twitch most days after work, during the work week, and earlier on in the weekends. So Twitch and a little bit of YouTube. Come check us out. I hope you're doing well. Thanks a lot. Happy Memorial Day, and cock-a-doodle-doo.